Hello, and welcome to today's radio program with Gloria, where we will be exploring something profound and powerful that Gloria has found in her heart for Christ. Gloria has a passion for sharing her love for Christ with the local community, and today she has something special to share with us. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired.
It's Gloria here from 92.3 FM, and I have a reading to read from someone who has written this. The spirit and the soul are the real you, but the mind is the gateway to the spirit. In other words, this is where Satan first plants his thoughts in your mind. An important point to be made is this. There is no contradiction between these two statements. One refers to the normal, healthy, and helpful emotion given to us by God to help us through life. The other refers to a malignant, corrosive, and completely harmful process that is not God-given, but is fathered by the ultimate author of harm and hate for mankind, Satan himself. The mind of man is the gateway to the spirit of man. When the Bible uses the term heart, it's not speaking of the physical organ beating in our chest. It's speaking of the spirit and the soul of man. The spirit and the soul are the real you, but the mind is the gateway to the spirit. In other words, this is where Satan first plants his thoughts in your mind. Before sin is carried out, it is conceived in the mind. It is so easy to look at circumstances, problems, and difficulties, and allow our minds to become seized by the disposition of helplessness or even hopelessness. Fear, which then pulls the trigger of oppression. If this happens, then we know that God is not doing it. But our own minds that are not properly sealed in Christ. In such a climate, there is plenty of room for one's mind to imagine all sorts of things. Hence, fear is a disposition of the mind. Thank you.
Today's message from Gloria is from the Evangelist, an article called The Spirit of Fear by Jimmy Swaggart. That's all for today's message with Gloria. We hope you've enjoyed listening to her share her profound and powerful insights on her love for Christ. We encourage you to take her words to heart and apply them to your own life as we all strive to be better people and spread love in our communities. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to bringing you more inspirational content in the future from Gloria.